Roofing and KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM live and local.
All right, so that is tomorrow morning. Save the date and time tomorrow morning at 10:06, and we'll be moderated by our very own Chuck Samples. It is 8:38, and through the month of October and November, we will be spending time with our United Way community partners, United Way of the Flint Hills, and these are spotlight segments, we call them, with all of our very fine and important United Way of the Flint Hills community partners, over 20 of them. And we'll be spotlighted here over the next month. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Building Blocks Community Child Care Representative Abby McConnell with us here. This is in Council Grove. Abby, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Well, Abby, thanks for taking some time to join us as we're, well, just over a month into the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign fundraising efforts, and of course, UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org is the website you can log on to find out about all of our community partners and how you can donate and be a part of the important mission that the United Way of the Flint Hills serves. And we've got fine community partners like Building Blocks Community Child Care in Council Grove. Well, tell us about the child care, Abby. How many kids you serve?
Right now, we have 35 kids enrolled, ages 6 weeks to our oldest right now, just turned 5 a little bit ago.
Over 30, huh? Mm-hmm. Has that been a standard number, or has this increased over the years?
I first started last June, so we were just coming back. We had to close for a little bit because of COVID, so when I started, we only had about 12. So we've definitely, with like guidelines loosening up and stuff, we were able to get more kids in here, and since I started, we have moved over to the Council Grove Elementary School. We are in one of their old buildings, so that has really helped our numbers, too. We're able to offer part-time care for the kids that attend the school preschool program or kindergarten.
So is this basically more of an expansion of space that's helping to meet the demand that's already there, or have you seen an increased demand here over time in addition to the fact that you've got now more space to meet that?
I think it definitely has to do with the more space, and we're able, there's always been a demand. We're the only child care center in Council Grove, and we're only one of two in Morris County. So there is quite a few home daycares, but they just can't hold as many as centers can. So I always have calls looking for child care, and like right now, we're kind of sort of full, so I've been having to turn some people down, but.
Is it just because of space then?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was going to ask about personnel. How many people work at Building Blocks?
Right now we have 11 teachers, and that includes, we have each classroom has two full-time teachers during the day, and then we have like our afternoon staff that come in.
What are some of the different types of activities that you've got for the youngsters? I know that changes based on the age, but what are some of the different things that you're trying to highlight and especially, I guess, teach through play here for those youngsters?
We follow the school curriculum. It's called the Splash curriculum. So, like our preschools, they have more of like a little section of their day where they actually sit down and learn and do like little worksheets and learning activities. And then the younger, like toddlers, and even the babies, really, they have like lesson plans that they follow too. And they just kind of do, like when we're working on letters, the older kids will obviously learn about the letters, and then down in like the toddler rooms, we just talk about things that start with that letter, and that's kind of the like the highlight of the week is just something that starts with that letter.
So do you have any COVID mitigation strategies still in play, Abby?
Yeah, we do temperature checks every day. Most of our staff is fully vaccinated, and we're really thankful for that, but everyone wears masks all day. We're trying to limit the amount of interaction between the rooms unless they're outside, but we try not to move kids throughout the rooms a whole lot. Sometimes that really depends on staff if we're able to keep those kids separate, but we try our best to keep the kids in their own separate rooms.
Abby, how important is the drive for the United Way of the Flint Hills to help you out? And what do you have at this point in time that you're targeting here for the fundraising that does come your way?
The United Way has helped us with everything that has come our way. Like at our old building, we had heater repairs, and they helped us with that. They helped us install our playground fence here, and then just even just the basic operating expenses that United Way has helped us with.
So you certainly appreciate, I would assume, the work that United Way does to support you.
Yes, definitely. We would not be here without them, that's for sure.
Well, you need more space, it sounds like to me, Abby.
More space means more kids.
More kids. Would that be a good thing?
It depends on the day.
Totally understand. Totally understand that. Well, we appreciate all the work you're doing. You know, the preschooling and childcare, especially that preschooling, is vital, you know, mm-hmm. to kids and getting them off to a proper start, because if they don't, it's pretty much they're going to be left behind a little bit by the time they start their traditional schooling. So appreciate all the work that you do, Abby, and thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, that's Abby McConnell. Abby heads the Building Blocks Community Child Care Center in Council Grove, recently expanded to mm-hmm. the old elementary school. And in Council Grove, over 30 kids.
Wow.
And they are supported by the United Way of the Flint Hills as Building Blocks Community Child Care, one of our very fine community partners from the United Way. Again, log on to the UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org and find out all about the United Way, the community partners, the fine work that is done, mm-hmm. and how you can donate to this year's campaign.
All right.
Very important.
Good deal. I think our next one is Monday, if memory serves me correctly. As I look at the KVOE.com live and local calendar, we will have Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation Representative Casey Schuler joining us at 8:40 Monday morning. Tomorrow morning, we will have the ESU Buzz with President Allison Garrett, which happens to be the exit interview as President Garrett moves to Oklahoma, taking over the state system of higher education as she becomes the chancellor and CEO of that here later this month. And also, don't forget, we've got the Newsmaker 2 at 8:40 then tomorrow morning with Rotary Club member Alex Mosakowski talking about the upcoming grocery grab in late November. That's all coming up tomorrow here on KVOE.
And I do believe there will be a reception for Allison and her husband, Chip.
I believe that's coming up this afternoon.
Is it this afternoon or tomorrow?
I believe it's today. As a matter of fact, I think it's 3 to 5 over at Wooster Lake. Let me double check my story here real quick, because I was the one who wrote that up, and my brain is now starting to fall by the wayside based on the rainfall from earlier. But the reception is coming up this afternoon, 3 to 5 p.m. at Wooster Lake's patio on the north side of the ESU Memorial Union.
Okay, that's today.
That will be this afternoon, so you are encouraged. The public, not only in Poor State family, but the community family is encouraged to wish President Allison Garrett and Chip well as they head off to Oklahoma.
All right. This is her last week.
It's the last one. Friday's her last day.
At Emporia State, and we're very pleased to have the outgoing president, we're sad to say.
Yeah.
Selfishly, I guess.
True.
Allison Garrett's leaving by week's end. So that'll be tomorrow morning right around 8:20 here, KVOE. Good morning. It's 8:46.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Whether you want to trap them for fur or trap them to keep them fur away.